Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey guys, it's Alex Hall, and I want to talk to you about Audio Hijack. This is an app that'll let you record pretty much anything. It's a Mac-only app, so if you're hoping for Windows or iOS, It's a paid app, it's $50, but the free version is fully functional except that you can't record past 10 minutes. As soon as your file goes over 10 minutes, you're going to start hearing white noise in your recording. But aside from that, everything works. It's fully functional. So if recording is your thing, I definitely recommend getting this app and giving it a shot. It's rogueamoeba.com is the website, rogueamoeba.com. And again, Audio Hijack is the name of the app that you're looking for. And the great thing about this app is that it lets you mix together all kinds of different audio input sources. You can not only record from your microphone or system audio like you'd imagine you could, you can actually capture the output on an app-by-app basis. So if you need to record something playing in Safari, or iTunes, or a game, or if you only want voiceover, or if you want to mix all those together, you can do that. I'll show you exactly how this works in a minute, but the key is going to be a concept they call audio blocks. And each block is a discrete little thing that you do with your audio, maybe recording from a microphone, or capturing the input from an app, or upping the volume, or applying a stereo effect, or a reverb, or anything like that. Any sort of recording, or output, or input effect, each one of those is a block. And you string these blocks together on a grid, and the app will automatically put connections where it needs to, and you can control those if you want. But the way this app works, basically, you string these blocks together, and however they're connected up is how your audio sounds. So if you want to apply, say, a stereo effect to whatever your microphone input is, you would put the stereo effect block right after the microphone block. And you can have multiple chains going on at the same time, too. You could record each thing to a separate file, or you could join them all together and record to a single file, or you can decide what to monitor and what not to monitor. So the possibilities are really huge, and it's a great app. It's also fully accessible, and Rogue Amoeba has done a wonderful job at supporting VoiceOver, adding VoiceOver-specific features, adding hints, adding labels, and making sure that everything works with VoiceOver as well as they can. It's not completely perfect. There are a couple minor things still to get, but, I mean, their minor things are really minor. The way I see it, this app is actually more accessible than a lot of others out there, especially in the world of audio. Now that you know what this app does and basically how it works, I'm going to show you exactly how to make your new setup. And we're going to go ahead and set something up that will record the microphone, the Mac's system audio, and your iOS device. And just so you know, that iOS recording I'm going to be doing through the Lightning cable, so that requires iOS 8 and use of OS 10.10 Yosemite. But I'll show you how to do that, and in that process you're going to see exactly how these setups work, how to lay everything out, how to adjust all your options, and you can apply those principles to any sort of session you want to make. So we're going to be doing one type of session, but you can apply this to anything that you want to do. So let's switch into Audio Hijack and get started. Alright, we are now in Audio Hijack. The first thing you'll want to do is make a new session, and chances are if you open it up for the first time you'll be on the button already. But if you're not, the usual keystroke applies here, Command N for new.
New session. Template chooser. Window. List.
And here you choose from the templates. You can have a blank one, which is what I would go with personally, but you've got a bunch of other ones for podcasting and recording system audio, recording your microphone, recording different applications, a whole bunch of things. So have a look through here by interacting with the list.
Interact with list. 11 items. New blank session. Template.
This is the one that we want.
Press new blank session, template.
And I just hit VO space on that. And you land in a new window. You should be focused on the grid by default, but if not, just find the
audio grid.
That. And again, you should be there by default. Now in here is where all your blocks are going to go. So interact.
Interact with audio grid. Content is empty.
And ours is empty because it's a blank session. If we'd chosen one of the other templates, it would have had a bunch of blocks in here already. But I wanted blank so I can show you how these are laid out. So let's go ahead and stop interacting.
Stop interacting with audio grid.
Go to the right one.
Audio block library list.
And this list is where all of the blocks live. So interact.
Interact with audio block library list. 5 items, sources, list.
And you've got a bunch of different items here, sort of categories, I guess you'd call them. You've got sources, which are inputs, microphones, application, system audio.
Outputs, list.
Outputs, which are either recording to a file or outputting live to your speakers, headphones, whatever audio device you want.
Build-in effects, list.
Effects are things like volume boost, stereo effects, panning, having things only in one channel or another, a whole bunch of stuff like that, different effects that you can have in there.
Audio unit effects list.
Unit effects lists seem pretty similar. I'm honestly not quite sure why they separate them out, but...
Meters list.
Meters are the last item. Those you probably won't have to worry about. As far as I know, they are visual. So unless you have enough vision to be able to see those, then you really won't need to bother with them. Now, I said you were going to want iOS, Mac, and your voice all at the same time. To do that, we're going to need three things. We'll need the microphone, system audio or voiceover, and I'll show you how to do those two in a minute, and QuickTime. So let's go to the system audio first. I'll get back to this top here.
Sources list.
And sources is the one we want. Interact.
Interact with sources list. 4 items, sources, button.
And each category starts with a button. Don't know why, they don't seem to do anything at all.
Application. Capture audio from any application. Library block.
Not the one.
Input device. Capture audio from a mic or other input. Library block.
That's the one. VO space.
VO press to copy library block.
Yeah, what she said.
Copy library block input device. Capture audio from a mic or other input. Library block.
So VO press, VO space, same thing. Audio Hijack calls it VO press. Now that is copied. So let's stop interacting twice to get out of the list and out of the entire block library.
Stop interacting with sources list. Stop interacting with audio block library list.
And go to the grid, which is one to the left with the VO left arrow.
Audio grid.
Interact.
Interact with audio grid. Content is empty.
Paste with Command V.
Paste. Blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block. Blue snowball has no connections.
And mine defaulted to Blue snowball because that's the mic I've been using with this. Yours will probably default to your built-in microphone, but you can go in and change it, and we'll see how to do that in a second. And you also heard it say no input connections. A hint for any of these blocks is the input and output connections that that block has to any of the other blocks, which makes it really easy to tell if things are set up correctly or not. Now, I mentioned that you can change this. If you go to a block and you VO space,
select no popover, blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block.
Usually that'll bring up a popover of options.
Audio device section. Block enabled on switch.
The first one of which...
This block is currently on dash click to switch it off and have audio bypass it.
Exactly what she said. As I said, this app is really good about hints. So if you turn this switch off, it basically disables the block and you can leave it in there without redoing your whole chain, but it won't actually affect anything as your chain's recording.
Audio device section.
You've got the audio device section, and these settings screens use sections a lot. You interact with them.
Interact with audio device section. 2 items. Blue snowball. Pop-up button.
And there's your microphone.
Menu check mark. Blue snowball. Soundflower left paren 2 CH right paren. Soundflower left paren 64. Blue snowball and soundflower in. Jack router and blue snowball.
Get device.
Build dash and microphone colon. Internal microphone.
And again, that's the one that you'll probably be set to by default.
Check mark. Blue snowball.
But I want
blue snowball. Pop-up button.
So I'll leave it there. Stop interacting.
Stop interacting with audio device section.
What else we have in this window?
Manual. Presets. Pop-up button.
And the presets are, basically you can set all these settings however you want to, and then save those settings as a preset. So when you use this block in the future, you can quickly go to the preset menu and choose whatever preset you want. So if you had a more complex block, like maybe one of the distortion blocks, then you could set a bunch of presets that way and quickly access those settings whenever you wanted to. The thing about these blocks is they're global. So the setting that I've just used here is going to apply to any audio block that I use in any session in the future. That's where those presets come in handy. So escape will close this popover.
New blank session window, blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block.
And then we've got
blue snowball has no connections.
Blue snowball input. And of course right now it's not going anywhere. It's not doing anything. We can't hear it. We can't record it. So let's fix that.
Stop interacting with audio grid.
Let's go back to the library.
Audio block library list.
Interact.
Interact with audio block library list.
This time I want
Outputs list.
Outputs. So interact with the outputs list.
Interact with outputs list.
Find.
Three item. Output device. Send audio to an output. Library block. VO press to copy library block.
And that's for live monitoring.
Recorder. Record audio to files. Library block.
That's what I'm looking for.
Copy library block recorder. Record audio to files.
And I just hit VO space to do that. Stop interacting twice and go back left.
Stop interacting with audio. Audio grid. Audio
paste,
grid.
Interact.
Interact with audio grid.
Paste.
Paste. MP3 at 1x, 1y, audio block. MP3
notice,
has no connect.
You'll notice now that the blue snowball used to be at 1-1, now the recorder is. And what's going on here is, as I said, this is all a grid, so you've got coordinates. It starts at 1-1, and whenever you paste a block, whatever you've pasted that block onto will be shifted right one. So if I now go to the right with the right arrow.
Blue snowball at 2x, 1y, audio block.
You can hear it's
blue snowball has no connect.
And 2x is basically 1 to the right. If you think of 1-1 as the top left corner of this grid, then it makes a lot more sense. The x is further to the right, bigger the y, the further down. So they're on the same y, which means they're the same height, but they're next to each other because the x's are different. So how do you move these? Like, I want my input first because I want it to go to the recorder. And the way audio flows is from left to right. You can use command left arrow to move it left one.
Blue snowball moved to 1x, 1y, one other block is displaced to the right.
And it told me not only where it moved to, but what happened to the other block. Now if I go to the right with right arrow.
MP3 at 2x, 1y, audio block.
They've switched places.
MP3 has one.
And I should mention too that I'm not using quick nav. You can just leave quick nav off and arrow around, and it makes it really easy to get around. Now, if you do use VO arrow keys or quick nav, the advantage there is that you'll actually hear the connections. Right now, I am on the MP3 audio. If I left arrow,
blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block.
It jumps right to
blue
that.
Blue snowball has no in.
But if I VO right arrow, instead of going back to the MP3 block, I will hear this.
Connection from blue snowball at 1x, 1y to MP3 at 2x, 1y.
So it tells you the connections. And again, the hints for the blocks already tell you that. This is just another way to get at that information. Now that we've got our blue snowball, or your internal microphone, or whatever mic you're using, next we need input from the system. Let's go ahead and grab that. So stop interacting with your grid.
Stop interacting with audio grid.
Go back to the library and interact.
Audio block library. Interact with audio block library. List. Five items. Sources. List.
We want sources, there it is, so interact with that list.
Interact with sources, list.
And find system audio by VO down arrowing.
Application, capture, input device, capture audio from a mic or other input, library block. System audio, capture all audio played on the system, library block.
That's the other one.
VO so. Press to copy library block.
Let's do that.
Copy library block system audio, capture all audio played on the system, library block.
Go back to the grid.
Audio grid.
Interact.
Interact with audio grid.
Paste.
Paste. System audio at 1x, 1y, audio block. System audio has no connections.
Everything is now moved to the right. If you right arrow.
Blue snowball at 2x, 1y, audio block. MP3 at 3x, 1y, audio block.
And that's really my only complaint so far, is that you can't just move to a block on the grid and paste your block there. You have to paste it and then move everything back around. Now I want the two inputs to be stacked on top of each other. It'll make sense in a minute why. But let me go back to that first input.
Blue snowball at 2x. System audio at 1x, 1y, audio block.
That one. And I'll move it
system
down.
System audio has no...
And to move it down, again, command, then down arrow. That moves it by one unit.
System audio moved to 1x, 2y.
But that didn't cause the other two to move back. If I up arrow...
Blue snowball at 2x, 1y, audio block.
That moved me back up to the first level of the Y, but it's still at 2x, so it's still moved over one. Let me move it back to the left with command left.
Blue snowball moved to 1x, 1y.
And my MP3 is still hanging out here.
MP3 at 3x, 1y, audio block.
Way over there at 3, let me move it.
MP3 has two input connections from blue snowball. MP3 at 2x, 1y, audio.
There we go, the hint started speaking at exactly the same time I moved it, so the hint spoke first. But it now is moved.
MP3 at 2x, 1y, audio block.
There we go.
MP3 has two input connections from blue snowball at 1x, 1y, system audio at 1x, 2y, no output connections.
And notice that now it's automatically hooked those two to that recording block, because it figures that I definitely want to record both of them. If I were to add a second recording block underneath this one, it would actually separate them out so I could record each one to its own file. It would know that I was trying to do that, and it wouldn't link all of them to each other. Instead, I would just have two output files instead of one. But if for some reason I just wanted to move so that the connection was broken between, say, the audio block and the system input, just say, I would just move the system input down. The key here is that if the angle between two blocks is greater than 45 degrees from the x-axis, that connection will break. And to demonstrate this, so it'll actually make sense, let me go to that audio.
Blue snowball at 1x, system audio at 1x, 2y, audio block.
And again, that's 1x and 2y. So it's all the way on the left and one down. Let me move it down one more.
System audio move to 1x, 3y.
Now right arrow, and there's nothing there. I'm right arrowing, nothing's happening, but if I up arrow.
Blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block.
There it is, right?
MP3 at 2x, 1y, audio block. MP3 has one input connection from blue snowball at 1x, 1y, no output connections.
Now, you'll see that the connection from the system audio to this MP3 block is gone. I moved it down, the angle steepened, and no connection. So it's as simple as that. If you want something to not connect to something else, just make the angle steep enough and they will go away. Simplest way to do that is just to move things down. You've got a really big grid to work with. I've brought things out to, I think, 7 before, so it goes at least that far and it probably goes further. One other point worth mentioning too is that the resolution here is actually down to 1/4. What I mean by that is if I instead use option arrows in place of command arrows, I can move this, say this MP3 block here.
MP3 move to 2x, 1.25y.
Now it's at 1.25y. So you can move that incrementally if you want to, and that lets you fit a lot more onto the same space, onto the same grid. It effectively quadruples the area that you can work with. But let's get back to making our triple-decker recorder thing here. Let me move this back up.
MP3 move to 2x, 1y.
Just to make it easy. I like to use whole numbers because it's quicker to listen to, and I just find it easier to visualize, but it's completely up to you. Let's move our other one back.
System audio at 1x, 3y, audio block.
Bring that back up to 2y.
System audio move to 1x, 2y.
And notice now.
MP3 at 2x, 1y, audio block. MP3 has two input connections from blue snowball at 1x, 1y, system audio at 1x, 2y, no output connections.
It's back. Because I moved it back, the angle shallowed out, and they reconnected. Now, a personal habit of mine is to have my MP3s or any recorders that I've got hooked up to multiple sources between those two sources. So I'm going to actually move this down to 1.5y.
MP3 move to 2x, 1.5y.
Just a preference of mine. You don't have to. It's really completely up to you. It doesn't matter. I just find it easier, again, to visualize as I'm making these grids. But let's go ahead and grab one more. Now we need the QuickTime application because that's what we're going to use to give us voiceover on iOS. Let's go back to the library.
Stop it. Audio block library. Interact with audio block library.
And we will need sources once more.
Sources list. Interact with sources.
This time we want application.
Application. Capture audio from any application. Library block. Copy library block application. Capture.
Go paste it in our grid.
Audio grid. Interact with audio grid. 5 items.
And I'm going to want this at 3y, but still 1x.
System audio at 1x, 2y, audio.
But sadly, I can't do that, so paste.
Paste. Application at 1x, 2y, audio.
Well, I should say I can't do it in one go. Now it's at 1x, 2y. I want it at 1x, 3y, so I'll move it down with command down arrow.
Application move to 1x, 3y.
And up one.
System audio at 2x, 2y, audio block.
2y is good, but I want that back at 1x. So command left arrow on the system audio.
System audio move to 1x, 2y.
All right. Now we've got right in a row, the top left.
Blue snowball at 1x, 1y, audio block.
Down below that.
System audio at 1x, 2y, audio block.
And below.
Application at 1x, 3y, audio block.
There they all are. And just to keep things consistent.
MP3 at 3x, 1.5y, audio.
I'm going to move this down to 2y because I want to keep it in the middle.
MP3 move to 3x, 2y.
And I'll make sure of my connections by hitting VO-Shift-H for the hint.
MP3 has three input connections from blue snowball at 1x, 1y, system audio at 1x, 2y, application at 1x, 3y, no output connections.
Perfect. Now again, this is mixing down to one file because I've only got one recorder block here. If I wanted each one in its own file, I can definitely do that. In fact, I'm making this podcast now doing exactly that. I've got system audio in one file and my mic input in another. All you'd have to do is put a second recorder block wherever you wanted it to make the right connections. So you can have as many or as few recorder blocks going as you want, and every time you record, you'll get as many files as you have recorder blocks. So it's a really easy way. If you need to edit the levels or anything later on, then you can do that. If you don't care and you want everything in one file, you can do that too. Let's choose what application we record, though. Let's get back to recording our QuickTime here. Go down to the application block.
Application at 1x, 3y, audio block.
VO space for the popover.
Select no popover. Application at 1x, 3y, audio block.
Now, I don't know why it says no popover all the time when there is a popover, but if you hear that sound, there's a popover. So let's find out where we are here.
Block enabled on switch.
That switch is always the first thing in there. Just to the right of that.
Let's select an app grader. Source application. Pop-up button.
And that's actually the thing you'll land on by default, usually. One important note here, by the way, this is a pop-up button, and usually on the Mac, you can access those with a down arrow. Don't do that here, because you'll actually end up moving your focus to another block, and the popover will close. So be sure to VO space on all your pop-up buttons.
Menu.
Now you can just use plain old down arrow.
Recent applications dimmed. Call Mapple Speech. Call Mapple Speech. Skype. QuickTime Player.
QuickTime is the one we want, so VO space.
QuickTime Player. Source application. Pop-up button.
And there are a few more options in here. I'll let you explore those. Everything's labeled. Nothing's strange. So these popovers are fully accessible. Again, though, remember that the section items are what you want to interact with because they usually contain extra settings and controls. So escape to close that.
New blank session. Window. QuickTime player at 1x, 3y, audio block.
Notice, too, that the block changed. It used to be called Application Audio, now it's called QuickTime Audio, so it's nice that it tells you exactly what's going on. You can keep track of things as you're going around your grid. Now we've got all three of these, System and QuickTime and your microphone, all going into one recorder, which is perfect. Now the way to get QuickTime to actually record your voiceover from your iPhone or iPad or iPod, again, you have to be running iOS 8 and Yosemite. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. But it's a pretty simple process. You take your phone. I'm using an iPhone, so I'm just going to call it a phone. Take your lightning cable, which I have right here. Plug it into your Mac. If I can get it. There we go. Plug the other end into your phone. Wait for the camera.
Application.
Upload.
Camera upload. Window.
Yeah.
Audio hijack.
Away camera. Okay. Now open up QuickTime.
Spotlight. CK. QuickTime player. Quick application. QuickTime player. Open. Window. List view. Table.
Now think of this sort of as a bonus to the Audio Hijack podcast. I'm going to show you how to do this as well. Go up to the file menu.
Menu bar. App. File. File. Menu.
And new screen recording.
New screen recording command control capital N.
Enter.
New screen recording. Screen recording. Window. Start recording. Button.
And go ahead and find the pop-up button.
Image. Show capture device selection pop-up menu button.
That's the one.
Menu.
And as you go down through here.
Microphone dimmed.
Using a VO down arrow, you'll find the microphone source.
Check mark. None. Alex Wall's iPhone.
That's mine. So VO space.
Show capture device selection pop-up menu button. Application. Camera upload. Window. Checked. Include videos. QuickTime player. Screen recording.
I don't know why it does that, but for some reason, as soon as you select that as your input, it's like it connects to your Mac all over again. So if you do have that camera upload or if iTunes opens or anything else, all that's going to happen a second time. The only other setting to do here.
Image. Start recording. Button. 0KB. Dash dash colon. Screen recording.
And I'm just left arrowing. Well, VO left arrowing.
Screen recording. Dimmed zoom button.
I missed it.
Full volume button.
Jump to the bottom of the window.
0% volume slider.
There. That slider, you do not want to be on 0%. You want that turned up.
Interact with slider. 10%. 20%.
Command up arrow, by the way, moves sliders by 10%.
30%. 50%. 60%.
All right, let's try this.
Blind square. Double tap to open. App store. Double tap to open.
And I have it. you're hearing audio piped directly into QuickTime. And because QuickTime is recording the screen capture and using the iPhone as a microphone, so to speak, whatever the iPhone is playing through its speaker is automatically put into QuickTime.
And if you audio hijack.
If you record your session here, you'll actually hear that. You'll hear yourself.
Blue snowball at 1x, 1y
audio. Because of that, you'll hear the system.
System audio at 1x, 2y audio block.
Because of that, and you'll hear QuickTime.
QuickTime player at 1x, 3y audio block. QuickTime.
And because QuickTime is already basically playing whatever it hears from your iOS device, essentially capturing QuickTime is a way to capture the audio from your iOS device. Now, the only problem I run into is that it can be slow. Everything else runs fine, but for some reason QuickTime tends to lag some. And I'm not sure if that was just the one day or if it gets worse as you do more of this, but I did run into a lag problem there. So that's mostly everything. The only other thing that I wanted to show you is how to capture voiceover only. And you can avoid system audio so you don't have to hear your mail sounds or all that other stuff. Instead of system audio, you'll want another application block. Well, actually you want two of them. But here's what you're going to do.
System QuickTime player at 1x.
Let's go into this QuickTime player settings with a VO space. Or just plain old space would work too, by the way.
QuickTime player. Source application. Pop-up button.
And the source application is what we want. But instead of just VO space, I'm actually going to hold down the Option key for an extra couple seconds and then hit Control and then hit Space. So I'm doing a VO Space, but I'm making sure to hold down Option a little bit before I do the Control and the Space.
Menu. Background applications dimmed.
And now you'll see a whole bunch of applications that
open
weren't there
pop-up
before.
Menu. QuickTime Player. Call Apple Internet Accounts. Call Apple Ticket Server. Call Apple Ticket Server.
So a ton of them. And there are two here. One's a voiceover.
Voiceover.
That one. And the other.
Calm Apple Speech.
Is calm.apple.speech. Voiceover is all voiceover sounds. The speech is voiceover's speech. So if you want to grab them both, be sure you grab two audio blocks for applications. Set one to voiceover, set the other to calm.apple.speech, and you'll have voiceover. So that should be about everything. Hopefully that's enough to get you started. And if you have any questions, of course, leave a comment on the podcast page, or feel free to go on Twitter and ask Rogue Amoeba themselves. They're really good about responding to questions, and that's at Rogue, R-O-G-U-E, Amoeba, A-M-O-E-B-A. Hope you found this useful, and I will see you next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.